Rashi's the Sovar. Ravoyo, Kizavoyo, Ravoyetz, Asher Hashem, Rishach, Nisim, Lecho, Nachalo, Yivishtov, Yashav, Tabo. The state of the Pausha is going to be when you come Hashem gives you an achlo. There, you rishto, you shachtamo, you inherit it, and you dwell inside. You lo kachto, meveishis kopio adomo, Hashem tovi miarzecho. Hashem lekeren loisin lo v'samto batene. Olachte lo mokom, mashiyivcha Hashem lekeren shachin shmoishom. The parish of Bikurim taking our first fruits and bringing them up to the Yibayim Shalai Lom as a matana to Hashem. The Torah Akhtarisha says, V'hoyo kizivo el oretz v'yorashto v'yirishto v'yoshavto bozok rashi magich von ischaibu v'vikurim ha-chakovshu es oretz v'chalkuha. Even though there are some mitzvahs that are annoying right when we come into Eretz Yisrael, Chalo, other mitzvahs, v'yikurim is only annoying. Yirishtov Yashavtabo. You have to inherit the rain. What's happened is Davko, after Yerusha, Kfishas Ha'aretz, and Chalukas Ha'aretz, Davko then, the Noyog, the Mitzvah of Bikurim. V'lokachto me'reishis kopriyo adomo. You take the reishis kopriyo adomo. Chazal say about the mitzvah of Bikurim, very, very stark as Arachin. The shoyness of Chazal, how great the mitzvah of Bikurim is, even though the chur, it's a poshka mitzvah, you go out, you take a little string, you tie it on the first fruits, and when the fruit ripens, you bring it up to the base of Mikdash, a gavaldik, a mitzvah, of a shtetl Chazal, the shoyness, the flaws of Bikurim. Bereshis Boro, steht in Bereshis Rabo, Bischus Bikurim, Nikureshis Nivra Ha'oilo. Bikurim is called Reshis, Bischus Reshis, Bischus Bikurim, Nivra Ha'oilo. The whole world was created Bischus HaBikurim. The obvious kasha is, what's the pshat? The entire universe is created b'schus habikurim. Second thing, or third kasha, the Medrash Tanchuma, this week's parish of Meru, the Medrash Tanchuma, Yoyim HaZeh, Hashem Elokecha Mitzav Chol HaAsois, Zeh Sh'oma HaKosu, Boyu, V'nishtacha, V'nichro, V'nivri Chol Pnei Hashem Elo Yisraelu. Hapo Kriya B'chol Shtacha Vayo, V'nishtacha Vayo B'chol Kriya, Omao Tam Eloi Nishtacha, V'nichro, V'nivri Chol. What's all these lessons of bowing? El Tzofa, listen to the Lashon Medrash Tanchuma Rabbi Yisai, El Tzofa, Moshe, Beruach HaKodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu Sua, Beruach HaKodesh, Shebeis HaMikdash, Osu Lechorev, the Beis HaMikdash will eventually be destroyed by Bikurim HaSil Liposek. He saw eventually the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Bikurim would cease to exist, Omad, Behiskim Yisrael, Shemispalim Shalosh Pom B'chol Yoy. He went and was Masaki in the Eden of Sholosh Tfilas Liyam. The Yisoid of Tfilah, the Yisoid of Davening, was instituted according to the Medrash Tanchuman, through Moshe Rabbeinu, after he saw the parish of Bikurim, that the Eden of Bikurim was a seemingly possible was going to end. Mashmoy said if we would still have Bikurim today, there would not be Sholosh Tfilas Liyam. Let's bring back that Bikurim of Oisai. Okay. The Vishachavira, Tfilah of Ne'akodesh Baruch Hu, we call Maisim Toivim, we call HaKorbonis. It's Chodiv, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Tfilah, from all the mice and toivim and all the kabonis. Shekach tziv tiko tziklosik toiz lepanecha masas kapai nimchas oiv. So many good deeds. He brought down the Torah to Klal Yisrael and all the wonderful ma'asim that he did. Came and shenigzav Hashem. He called his la'aretz. It was nigzav on him not to go into Eretz Yisrael. His power, the Omer. Every know the Eretz is the Oretz. Let me please that Hashem Baruch Hu. I damage you. Let me see the land. Omer Hashem Baruch Hu. Toysef stop davening with Shabbat. And we know that Eschanon El Hashem, he down and down, and if he would have down one more tefillah, the whole Zayah would have been responsible, he would have been able to go into Eretz Yisrael. With all the mice and toys up to Medrash, what would have been the thing that pushed it through, that brought Moshe Rabbeinu the salvation? Tzorach L'Hovim, you have to understand, Maha Kesher, what is the connection? Moshe Rabbeinu sees that the Bikurim are going to cease to exist. Omar Jehizkim Ahem. He went in the sacrament, three tefillahs, but you don't need a tefillah. What's the kasher? Rosh Hashanah is very, very close. The Shabbos. It's the last regular Shabbos of the year. The next Shabbos is ready, Slichas. The last Shabbos of the year is next Shabbos. Beholding from yesterday, 2 weeks from today, we'll be standing this time already after the tefillahs already of the first day. So we're holding Mamish Svei Yivoch in 2 weeks. For Yoim Hagodol VaNoira Yoim HaOyon VaNoira Malachim Yechafezun Chil Urode Yechazun. The Malachim are in Pachad when the sun is taken to Kedusha Asayoy. And Baruch Hashem, everybody's going around smiling, laughing, happy. Everything's Keseder. Everything is going like normal. The birds are chirping outside. The weather's changing. This man, everybody's talking about the weather. And everybody's talking about what they're going to go. They're going to go for supper tonight. They don't like to supper in Yeshiva. Everybody's talking about what they're doing for Shabbos this week. Or Friday night meal here. Shabbos day, I'll be there. Shabbos day, maybe I'll sleep in. I don't have to be anywhere. Talking about the Motif Shabbos, we'll go have a good time tomorrow, Friday. Obviously, a big beach day. What about the beach tomorrow? And everything's revolving around all different mundane things. And a person doesn't realize that 2 weeks from today, it's going to be decided. Rosh Hashanah Yikaseimun, Rabbi Yosef Kimba Yechaseimun. Everything is decided. All of a sudden, November 17th, the guy falls down, loses millions of dollars. Oh, that was such a stupid business deal. The guy makes billions of dollars. All of a sudden, he wins a lottery ticket. All of a sudden somebody sends a $1,000 present from who knows where, from Afghanistan. He once stepped foot there, he has his footprint. And the society for the footprints in Afghanistan sends him a $1,000 check in the mail. And this guy, Rahman al-Islam, is a srafe on his bias. There was an Avreich who, as some of the Adam knows, he was in the bungalow this summer. He went to his bungalow and he came back and the bungalow burnt down. He was able to save him all the tefillah and everything that he had. He just was newly married. All his stuff, his wife's new, two beautiful sheitlach, went up in flames. with all his possessions, they just newly married. Shani Kaseibon Miba Ei Shuri Ramayim. If he keeps oil, he boy he keeps oil. It's made for Rabbi Yisrael. Every single aspect of our lives is totally in Rosh Hashanah of Yisrael. The Chazal in Rosh Hashanah give us an Eitzah. The Gemara Zomt in Rosh Hashanah Tazayin. Kol Shana Shem Rosha B'Tchilasa Mr. Asheres B'Saifah. Every year that's Rosh B'Tchilasa is Mr. Asheres B'Saifah. The year that's Rosh B'Tchilasa, what does it mean Rosh B'Tchilasa? Zot Rashi. Russia betchilasa, she Yisrael oisin atman Russian be Rosh Hashanah ledaber tachnunin utfila to speak mercy and tfila to Hashem shenema tachnunin yedaber Rosh. It is man of tfila every year that we oisake in tfila on Rosh Hashanah. Does a Rashi tfila v'tachnunin. Misasheres b'soifo. Does mean that year will have a solid in the year. Does mean the call of Atzvila. It's an unbelievable schus. The Yom Rosh Hashanah. What is it? What is this call of Atzvila that we're talking about? That the Gemara is telling us is the schus, one of the great schusim. The Yom Hadin, a God of Anoila. You saw the connection between all these kashas, I believe, is the common denominator between Bikurim and Tefillah. To understand first what Bikurim is, and the schus that Bikurim had, that we said that the Medrash says, Bereishis b'schus Bikurim, Shenikru Reishis Nivra Ha'olam. That the Tachlis of Bias Ha'olam was, that we should recognize the Ribono Shel'Olam in this world. But not only to recognize His essence, His existence, but to have the realization that there is nothing that comes in this world, that moves in this world, that acts in this world. Nothing grows, nothing comes into existence without the Ratzon and the will of the Ribono Shel Olam. Just like there cannot be no Bira without a Manhig, no one can say anything came into existence itself. You don't say a table, there was no creator to this table. Everything that was created had a creator. Everything that exists came into existence through a being. And the tachlis of the creation of the world, the version in a world, as Rashi said, that we should be makir in the Borei HaOlam. And we should thank Him. But at first, you saw that He makir, that it all comes to Him. And everything that we have, and everything that we will have, and everything that we did have, and everything that everyone has, is only Biritzoinon, Kichayim, Biritzoinon, our essence, our existence, our life, our essence, is all Chayim Biritzoinon. And Chas V'Shalom to bring to believe that He's a self-made man, to believe that he's in control, to believe that He runs and He controls how much money He makes, He controls how wealthy and how successful He'll be, and He controls how healthy He'll be. It's all shtuyos. One of the greatest of men, the most powerful of men, the most wealthiest of men, have a one split second
most of all.
There's no greater time, maybe, that we can relate to the times we're living in, when people who are worth millions and trillions and billions, thousands, they're worth crazy amounts of money in one night. It didn't take weeks. It didn't take months. It didn't take days. It didn't take hours. In a matter of minutes, zero. Epis. A friend that was on the tape said of a major company that was 978 million, billion, I don't know how much of the numbers, one of these great big companies, and the Lehman Brothers or the Schmiemann Brothers, whoever they are, in one night, they went to zero, ground zero. Billions. Till that second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed that they should be millionaires and billionaires. And once the second HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed, or may say better, it was willed from Rosh Hashanah that this would not be no longer. And a person could walk into a doctor's office thinking he's healthy and normal. Yesterday he felt the most healthiest person. The next day the doctor tells him, you have 6 months to live. Because it was Mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. And on a split second, this man who thought he was on top of the world is on the bottom, thinking how many more days he has of life. And people who were sick and thought they would never come out of it, the Roifei Kolbasa said, I will that this man will live through the operations, through the Yenemachua, through the heart attacks. He's going to live. Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, when he had his first heart attack, he was in his early 50s, and he had a tremendous heart attack, a massive heart attack. And when the head of cardiology at the hospital that he went to came into the room and did the examination on his heart, he said, your heart was blown away so badly. I don't think you're going to live too long. And Rav Shmuel laughed at the doctor. And he says, the Yibayishon is in charge of life, not you. And you'll see. And Rav Shmuel lived way into his high 80s. He didn't die from his heart. He died from a different machlo. And he outlived that doctor also. Be kind. So, you know, the Yibayishon wills life. It's in the Yibayishon's hands. The Yisoy from Bikurim is that we see it all the time. You come up and you bring your basket of fruits and your first fruits. After inheritance of the land, when you could be at the highest plateau, feeling now it's the land that Hashem gave me. I own it. It's mine. No one will take it away from me. After the Yerusha, after the Chalukah, I own this property. A person could lose himself and think, we went to the battle. We battled. We were koivich, the brazen. Achrei kibosh. After your strategic battle to conquer Eretz Yisrael, you now dwell, settle into your nice, big, beautiful plot of land in Ramat Shlomo, a big, beautiful house with a vineyard and a paradise. And you plant, and fruit grows, and the fruit that grew, look at the end of the tzuvah, how big and mighty and beautiful. One grape used to feed a whole city. And they knew how to drink also in those days. One grape, they would squeeze enough wine for a whole city. How big the grapes were. And the fruit was. And a person could think, I did all this. I conquered Eretz Yisrael. I raised this great produce. I produced it. I planted the seeds. And I worked the land, tilled the soil. And I produce this fruit. And if a person doesn't understand, he loses the plot. The plot was a person created the world for, that the boy, the Nivra, should recognize the boy. Every Nivra, every creature should understand and know that I was created, and everything that takes place in my life is controlled by him. And that is the sort of bikurim. Bow yourself. Prostrate yourself down in front of the burning stardom. V'ishtachav iso. Make a kriya v'ishtachav oya. Full face on the floor. With the realization that that beautiful vineyard, those thousands of bottles of Carmel vintage VA7, that beautiful tasty wine, is not yours. V'ishtachav iso. Get down on the ground. And bow your face, put your face into the ground, and realize you are nothing. It's all the replenishment. Bikurim is a miser, his barbos, total nullification of yourselves in front of the holy replenishment of Ayyub. Ishtahavis, realize the Yisrael. And that's Be'emes, what the Medrash is telling us. Ra'a Moshe Rabbeinu, that this holy soil of Bikurim was going to be Nisbato. So why? So is Nisbato. We have other mitzvahs. Put on your tzitzis, man. Take this, no problem. He saw it was going to be Nisbato. Omad, the Kiskin Shalosh Tvilas Binyan. That every stage of our day, every point of our day, we turn to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in Nisbato. Boruch Ato Hashem. And the Kehim, and the Kehav Yisrael. And we go through the brachas, and every bracha we're expressing, besides that we're davening, tefillah's a davening, it's a prayer, it's about kosher, but at the same time it's the realization, the full realization that you burn Hashem Boruch Aleinu, as Hashanah Azoyz, be banished right on, you're the king, you run the show, grant us, refuah, grant us, grant us, being on. Grant us the Kabbashir to God, grant us to come back to Shalom, to pay it. And that's what Tfilah is all about. Realization, recognition that we are nothing when we have nothing. We're all just puppets in his very own show. And he's running the show. If anybody thinks differently, the very own shows it very quickly. You're not in control. You thought that business deal where you're going to make it. Look now where you're holding. The big shots! We have a lot of money. We'll control this, we'll control that. Today they're sitting on in Pacha Neuro, hoping they'll be able to pay, make out the month. The one who understood. If you don't understand, that's Boyre Oyla. Yeah, of course, it's the Rosh Lampot. Nish Shabbos Miret, Ober. Of course it's the Rebellion, but that was such a smart deal. Baruch Hashem. We'll throw the Baruch Hashem in there. He's a firm Jew. Emir Tzah Hashem, tomorrow I'm going to make the greatest deal, the smartest deal I ever made. Emir Tzah Hashem. Of course you'll throw it in. You want to have some type of bracha. You'll also tie a Am Yisrael Chai string around your thing because you want to school also. But what do you believe deep down? Who's making the deal here? My chachma, my knowledge, my financial intellect, I'm a genius in finance. Deficit, $2.7 million, genius. I'm a genius, what a deal I made. Unbelievable. Savvy, they call me. George Savvy. I do everything so smooth. Deficit. That's the sort of tefillah of Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu saw it, so important for us. We can't miss the bikurim. Let's make tefillah shalosh pa'am biyom. And that's the sort of Rosh Hashanah. That's the school of tefillah Rosh Hashanah of Israel. Zot Rashi, kol shalosh shel Rosh betchilato, sheyisrael lo yisnatzu nosu b'Rosh Hashanah nedar b'tachnun tefillah. We speak, we make ourselves Rosh in Rosh Hashanah. What's Russian? We make ourselves like poor people on Rosh Hashanah. Like an Ani Hamavakesh Bapesach. Because it's not the chance that I'm coming to Rosh Hashanah and I say to Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I have a car. A beautiful car. And Mamish, a beautiful Porsche. But I want an Infinity 2 7XL 76. 2011. I have already one car. I want something better. I have a big house. I want to extend. I want to extend. I want two more bathrooms. Those are the bathrooms I don't go to. Like the shul you don't go to. Those are the bathrooms I don't go to. I want to say, I have bathrooms I don't go to. They're just for show. I want to extend my yard. I want to have a swimming pool. Not shy, for those, as they say. Not shy. I have my house already. Just extend. I have my cars. I want just more cars. I have my suits. I want a fancy $750 Fasolino suit. George Fasolino. Falsolino. I want more money in my bank account. I have already in my bank account. That's not the shot. Awesome, some Russian. So up there, look at Naftali Trump. You saw Oysness in Russian means you understand that on Rosh Hashanah is going to be decided everything from new. There are no chazakas. Whatever you had till now, it's all gone. You got to come back again and ask for it. Ke'oni and Mavakis Ha'ezah. You saw Oysin Atman Rashi, we make ourselves like poor, pretty poor. This guy had money in the bank. He had mamash, he's a leading salesman in a fancy company. He has a job. He wants a raise, a better job. Name Namaste. How many people today, the homes that I went back collecting, are out of jobs? People for 20 years were working fancy, going to see every week with a new tie. They had a new tie every week, every day. They wear a new tie to their job. Beautiful slacks, a nice, good, nice, beautiful suit. 17 suits he had. He wore every day a new suit to work. He was working a law firm. He spoke to a lawyer. He told me he can't make so much money. He's helping his fellow lawyers. They were laid over 20 years of lawyer, six figures he was making. He's making 0.0000, also six figures. He had a job list, he just wanted a better job. Nay, Rosh Hashanah has decided that whatever you had till now, it's gone, you gotta re-win it. And how do you do that? By believing from the depths of your heart. That the Baruch Hashem is the king, and on this day of Rosh Hashanah will be Mamlechim to be the country of Bichol. That we have nothing. All we have is that we are our Lord Hashem. And we want one thing. We want you to be the Melech, and we're your servants, and we'll despise ourselves. Ka'azad with me Melech. And when that happens, when the Baruch Hashem sees that you understand who you are, and what you're about, and what the creation of the world for, he showers you. Not just gives you, showers you. Misasher is the sofa. He showers you. Because you have now understood what the tachlis and tafkid of the Bria is. Now I can give you whatever you need. Whatever you want. Koshana shirosh yu b'tchilas. Misasher is the sofa. By the voice think back of so many people that we knew that got sick, so many people that we knew that are not doing well financially. All on Rosh Hashanah we decided. And the story of Rosh Hashanah is all about tefillah. We're eating shekin out Rosh Hashanah this year. I'm eating shiva, I'm eating grits. Because I'm in a diamond bed over there. I don't know where I'm down. I'll find some shul next to where I'm eating that good meal. They serve lamb chops on Rosh Hashanah every year. That's my whole decision. Where I'm eating. What am I doing on Rosh Hashanah? The decision where what my whole resume is based on the apple strudel that Mrs. Belchbaum makes. Her husband's in the koilo, and she makes a great apple strudel on Rosh Hashanah. It's made with honey also. Apple and honey in the strudel. And I love going there for Rosh Hashanah. Where do you daven? I find some seat in the back in a Hasidish shtibul. I don't daven Hasidish, so I quickly finish up quickly. Rosh Hashanah. But if I have to stay in a much slower for Rosh Hashanah, where do I need to be? Eat chopped chicken! Don't eat chicken! Eat vegetables! But you're not with yeshiva and davening and cry out in your life to yield you a good year. What's the good? What you're eating? I'm like, you have to eat a suit of chas v'shalom. Yeshiva will give good stuff. But that's not the focus. The focus is what's going to be with my Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to feel. You have love of my chafez. I'll be the maximum and feel the tefillah. The elevation of tefillah of Hashanah. The marvel of the Shabrichu. I have been thinking about this story of Rosh Hashanah. When I think, what time should I leave shul? I get there early to talk to Kiddush and make sure to get the good chocolate cake before the shofar blowing. What's our focus? Where are we holding ourselves? Yidin just, you, even the most Toshita Yidin used to have a pachat. Toshita Yidin, not the yeshiva life, all very Torah. They understood that Hashanah meant everything. How many? What's going on? I'm talking to myself. It's 2 weeks. We'll end with the mice. The Tsar Nikolai used to take Nebuchadnezzar's kinder from a very young age and adopted him into their army, the Russian army, and he stayed there for years. And it was a fear and a pachad of the Yiddish mamas who would raise their kids from a young age to receive a snefesh atzuma from a Yiddish mama, and they raised their kids with a upeluch and teach them the aleph beis. But from a young age, they would come around searching for these Jewish kids. And they tell the story of the Tsar Nikolai, who sent out his search parties for the Yiddish souls, the Yiddish kinder, and there was a Yiddish kinder whose mother, one of the mothers, was a petrified that she would never see her son again, as they all were, and she hid her son in a barrel, and she put him on top of the stairs, and the soldiers approached the house, they knocked loudly on the door, open up, in the name of Tsar Nikolai, we're coming to look for your son, where's your son? And the mother stammered and said, Ainly Ben, Ainly Ben, I have no son, I have no children here. Without listening to the words that she said, they climbed the stairs, they went looking and looking without searching, and they couldn't find. But to the regret of everybody, they were coming down the steps. Right near the steps was that barrel, and he bumped into it, and his friend smashing down the steps. And there was little Moishala, the 3, 4, 5-year-old son, kids, with the smirk of these Russian Yimach Shemoy soldiers, grabbed him and brought him in, shifted him into the army of the Tsar Nikolai. And at first he knew a little bit of Yiddishkeit. He refused to eat the meat, the treifus that they were serving, and tried to rely on payas, but slowly they weared him down with the hashkafas, with everything. And slowly they took away the Yiddish soul from this Yid, this Hedek of Moishula. And for years and many, many years he served the Tsar Nikolai in faith and worked for the army and became a major soldier in the army. Many, many, many years later, in the shul from a Yitzhak Elchon inspector, the Helik HaKov Nerov, there was an uproar. A bunch of soldiers were coming in, soldiers without a hat covering, head covering. Obviously they thought he was a Russian soldier. Whenever they approached, they came into the Jewish synagogues. There was always a fear what they would do. They weren't fond of any Yiddishkeit. And one of the chayalim, one of the soldiers, approaches the Helika Kovnerov, the Vitzelachon inspector. And he comes up to him and he says, "Are you the Rav here?" And everybody's silent. There's a complete silence in the whole shul. What's going to happen? Who knows what he's going to do? And he opens his mouth and he says, "Yehudi ani, I am a Jew." Everybody calm down for a second. "They called me Moishulah." Everybody looked at this Moishulah. Everybody saw in him not just a soldier, but a tortured Jewish soul. Everybody looked around and tears were coming down the eyes of the Mispalabim to see his shaved face and his whole appearance looking like a regular girl. Moishla cried out, "I don't know how to die. One time I really knew how to daven. But now, many years already, I can't daven. But Rebbe, let me come and stand before the Tevah and talk to the Rebbe Shalom. I have a tefillah in my heart to have been waiting for years to talk to the Rebbe Shalom." A complete silence enveloped the Oilon in the Beis HaMikdash. He comes up and everybody's wondering, what is he going to ask for the Rebbe Yisrael? Zokter, Rebbe Yisrael, what does every Yid ask from you? Bonei, Chaye, Umzayne, children, wealth, sustenance, life, and sustenance. Rebbe Yisrael, what do I have to ask? Bonim, I'm too old already to have children. Chayim, my life was used out, basically worn out by his eye. Food, they supply me with the food. Food is given. What else is there to ask? One thing. Iskadel, Iskadesh, Shmei Lava. May your name become great in this world. Everybody stood there in amazement. He had nothing in his life. His whole life, there was nothing to it. And yet that Pintel Yid saw that what's life worth more? Iskadel, Iskadesh, Shmei Lava. That's the soul of what a Yid lives for. The Bernersham's name should become great. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch, the Oilam poet. That's the soul of Rosh Hashanah, of the Malchus. But we learned today that not only that's the soul, even if a person wants and a person desires, then things should be good for this year. The way to do it is come to that realization that not they, I'll be able to get nothing is without coming on to the bench. That's the sort of tefillah every day. And that's the importance of tefillah every day. People mezalzel, the Gemara Zokhi Brach, it's also so important, the highest, in the highest plateau, tefillah of the other mezalzel, and more people treat it so lackadaisical. They don't realize there's an opportunity to stand in front of the bench, some just tune in. And declare your allegiance! Declare the Yiskadish! To stand in the base messes together! And as the shout of Yiskadish, the answer, Omen Yeshmeirado! You know what that does? You learn to give on your own, Gimel. Be sure to Omen Yeshmeirado! And there's both who look down and cry, Omen Yeshmeirado! Shigalisim yasukhani, where are my children from my table? What is this guy doing, talking about who knows what, my Kaddish? And tefillah to stand in front of the Rebbe Shalom, declare, you're the king. That's the school. That's the Yisoid. That's what brings the bracha. And that's our schud, that's our school of the Yom Hadin. We know how many schudis do we have already. But Ramelech was Yoresi, someone with Pachtach of the story, he worried about Yom Hadin. Who can say that they're going to be Zoycha Badin? Yitzchak Lono Badin, who could be Zoycha Badin? We say. Over the school there is, the stand there, the Rishon, what do I have? I'm not the best of people. I didn't have the best of years, maybe it could have been better. But today, I was a shoulder, I'm returning to you! Then Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimloch, I'm declaring to you! For the Sabbath Toykev, that everything is from you! And that is going to be the bracha to bring us. The bracha v'atzlocha. These are the days of where we had 2 weeks to prepare, to come to Tefillah, to prepare ourselves, to get us to the right frame of mind. That our mind should be understand this concept, to work on thinking these thoughts, that we're only hamavakish b'pesach every time we come to the Ribono Shel Olam. And the Ezer Hashem Yisbarach will come on Rosh Hashanah, and all of us will declare this declaration, that we are only hamavakish b'pesach b'pesach, everything is yours, we have no control. We'll be zechah b'Ezer Hashem, Hashem will look kindly upon us. Through Bonai, look at my children, look how much they understand and realize what the Ruah was created for. The Persian will look kindly and fairly upon all of us, and will describe us with a ksiva chesima toiva, a good gevinst joy for us and our families. We serve the same Mashiach Sikeinu. Go, Yemen.